Aircheckdownloads.com.
Woo, Gary Davis on your radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the brand new Sounds of the 80s. One amazing track. Perfect choice to open up the brand new Sounds of the 80s. Aha! The sun always shines on TV. Huge thank you to Sarah Cox for doing an amazing job on this show. Almost 5 years now. I promise I will do my best to keep up the high standard that she's set. And Sarah, you can now hear Monday to Thursday here on BBC Radio 2, 10 till 12 in the evening. Here's what's coming up. Do you remember the 80s hits medleys? Well, we do, and we are bringing them back. In fact, we're going to throw a bunch of hits into the blender to create the master mix. And the first one, well, obviously, is a royal wedding special. Songs from the 80s connected to weddings and royals, and you'll find out shortly what's in the mix. My 80s is where we get the stars to tell us all about the songs from the electric decade which changed their lives. Gabrielle and both Jaden Perry from Little Mix are on, and they'll be faced with the impossible question, what's your favourite ever 80s track? It's a toughie, that. My bit in the middle is back, and so is the sloppy bit. What that will be down to you. And I'd love to hear from you this Friday evening. Text me, 88 to 91. Email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk. And tweet at BBC Radio 2. Oh, have I got some amazing music to play you. Bryan Adams, Run To You, taken from his album Reckless. That song missed the top 10. Only just, it stalled at number 11. Mind you, don't feel too bad for him. Fast forward 6 years to 1991, and he held on to the number one spot for a record-breaking 16 consecutive weeks with Everything I Do It For You, a record that is still yet to be broken. So the 80s, it was also the decade in which rap music became a force to be reckoned with. Salt and Pepper were the first all-female rap trio to chart, and they did it with this, a number two hit from 1988. Taken from the album Assault with a Deadly Pepper, but can you remember who kept this song off the top for 3 weeks? Glenn Medeiros and Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You. How criminal is that? Sounds of the 80s, BBC Radio 2. Thank you for all your messages. Evie Benstein, looking forward to hearing Gary Davis again on Sounds of the 80s. Hashtag Team Woo. I like that. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Sounds of the 80s. Can you give a shout out to four special ladies, Erica, Vicky, Maria and Tina? That's from Thomas in Lincoln. And Gary, we've looked forward to tonight's Sounds of the 80s all week. Sat in the garden now after a hectic week of getting it party ready for barbecue season. And that's from Neil and Annalene in Weston near Crewe. Keep in touch. Love to hear from you. Well, up to know what you're up to this Friday evening. Now then, I can't do my first Sounds of the 80s without playing some Madonna, of course, the biggest selling female artist of the decade. But I thought I'd play one not so obvious. From the critically panned but cult classic film Who's That Girl, which I actually enjoyed. This is a radio remix of Causing a Commotion. Her Majesty. Madonna, Causing a Commotion. What not a lot of people realise is Madonna, when they launched her in the UK, she struggled a bit, you know. In fact, the first two singles that they released, nothing happened. They bombed. It was just like nothing was going on. So the record company got a little bit worried and a little bit nervous and thought, what can we do? So they decided to drag around Radio 1. And it was really weird. I remember going in to do my show one day, and there was this sort of little girl dressed in sort of funny clothes, and she was really shy. She wasn't like, you know, the fierce Madonna that we know now. She was really shy, and they were dragging around, and oh, Gary, this is Madonna. Go, okay, nice to meet you. Anyway, it paid off. Massive star. I'm going to tell you and play you our very first master mix next.
So many roads in music on BBC Radio 2. Sounds of the 80s, the master mix.
So we are going to bring back the master mix on this show. Every Friday night, we're going to create something pretty unique for you. Do you remember the master mixes from the 80s? You know, Jive Bunny and the master mixers, they had loads of hits. There was Stars on 45. Well, basically, every week, we are going to create a brand new exclusive master mix for you based on a theme. And, of course, Harry and Meghan get married tomorrow. So our very first master mix has a royal wedding theme. Enjoy.
Now, it's the master mix.
The all-new sounds of the 80s, bringing back the master mix. So our royal wedding theme master mix. How many of those did you predict that we would play? Clannad, Harry's Game, Adam and the Ants, Prince Charming, Culture Club, Church of the Poison Mind, Billy Idol, White Wedding, Elton John, Kiss the Bride, Prince, Kiss, Princess, Say I'm Your Number One. They're supposed to be cheesy. They aren't. The music isn't, but the master mixes are supposed to be cheesy. Stephen Tintin Duffy, Icing on the Cake, 5-star, If I Say Yes, and Rick Astley, Together Forever. Let's hope so. And incidentally, Chris Evans, live from Windsor for the Royal Wedding tomorrow between 8 and 11.30 here on BBC Radio 2. Next week will be an 80s Kylie master mix to celebrate the Princess of Pop's 50th birthday. Kylie, 50. Just can't believe that, can you? Now then, whilst we're all romantic, the sloppy bit will be coming up a little bit later on, which is your chance to choose your favourite love song for your favourite person. I need to know what you would like me to play. And you can, in fact, you can come on the phone and tell us what you want to play and dedicate it to whoever you want to dedicate it to. You text me 88291, email me gary.davis@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet me at BBC Radio 2. Right now, we go back to 1985, and this week, Bombmania struck again. A View to a Kill premiered. It would be Roger Moore's final outing as 007, and the first time a Bond song would top the American charts. Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. And also starring in that film as Mayday was the legendary Grace Jones. She was so scary in that movie. And she is 70 years old tomorrow. So we just had to play this. Grace Jones, the brilliant Slave to the Rhythm. Tell you what, songs don't come much better than this, do they? Grace Jones and Slave to the Rhythm on the brand new Sounds of the 80s. On BBC Radio 2, I'm Gary Davis, delighted to be with you this Friday evening. Hope you're having a great Friday. Let me know what you're up to, and thank you for all the incredible messages that we've been getting so far. A lot of reaction to our first master mix. From Adders21 said, love the first master mix, especially Rick at the end. I love Rick. Rick Astley, he's just a dude, isn't he? And still going strong now. I mean, fantastic. Gary B, never thought I'd live long enough to hear Clannad segue into Prince Charming. Bravo, that was brilliant, masterful indeed. Thank you. Jules the Courier says, wow, Gary, didn't take you long to get into the show. Loving it so much already. Loving the master mix as well. Gary, chilling with a G&T in Lou Bay in our caravan after an 8-hour journey from Teesside for a week holiday, ending in watching our 17-year-old pass out from the Royal Navy. Loving the show. Thank you. That's from Noble Becker. And Tracy says, absolutely loving the show, Gary. Great music. Welcome back. Loving the mixes. So time now for another brand new feature. It's called My 80s. Nothing really too complicated about it. It's basically getting artists and celebrities and stuff to tell us about the music that really inspired them during the 80s. Our first one is courtesy of British R&B Queen Gabrielle. She had her first hit in 1993 with Dreams, but she lived through the 80s and remembers it very fondly.
My 80s.
Hi, Gary, it's Gabrielle, and this is my 80s.
Gabrielle's my 80s. That girl got taste. Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, Wham, Club Tropicana, and Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. And we'll have another My 80s in the next hour with Jaden Perry from Little Mix, who weren't even born in the 80s. But that doesn't mean that they can't love the decade like we all do. If you love Eurythmics, they're coming up next.
Let BBC Music kickstart your summer. Sounds of the 80s with Gary Davis.
BBC Radio 2, Sounds of the 80s. Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams are made of this. If you want to choose tonight's sloppy bit, then you can text me on 88291. You can email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk. Or you can tweet me at BBC Radio 2. And even if you don't want to choose a sloppy bit, just let me know what you're up to this Friday evening. I hope you're enjoying it. Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. Right now, let's jump forward from early to late 80s, when a new cultural phenomenon was taking the UK by storm. The baggy movement, or the Manchester scene, whatever you want to call it. There was no debate as to who was leading it. Stone Roses. This is Fool's Gold. The brilliant Stone Roses and Fool's Gold. So it's time now for Gary's Bit in the Middle, which is basically an opportunity for me to be a bit self-indulgent on the show. I know the Bit in the Middle was a radio show in the 80s, but for the sake of this programme, it's me being able to choose a song that I guess really means a lot to me. And I'm going to play you a song by a band who originally were called Los Reyes. They started out as a gypsy band. They used to travel around France, playing at weddings, festivals, and in the streets. And because they lived so much like gypsies, the band adopted the name Gypsy Kings. Later on, they were hired to add colour to upper-class parties in such places as Saint-Tropez. I first discovered them on holiday in Ibiza, and they just completely blew me away. So much so that I brought the record back and played it on the radio. And this is the one that I really fell in love with. Gypsy Kings, Bambalaya. This is BBC Radio 2, online on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Justine Green.
Aircheckdownloads.com.